Coming up on episode number 387, got covers of The Grateful Dead, Leonard Cohen, Thin Lizzy, and Bob Dylan, among others. It can only mean one thing. Well, it can mean a bunch of different things, but tonight it does mean one thing. It's All Request Night, so you'll hear those, as well as some other tracks, Trivia with Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is November 18th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, of Coverville All Request Night, where you call in, you email, you post on the forums, you tell me what it is you want to hear me play on the show, and I blindfold myself, pick up a handful of darts, throw it at the wall, and whichever request it lands on is what I play. You know, you'd think that that's what I do to select these. So tonight we're going to be playing you all those things I mentioned in the front. We'll cap off the show with some trivia with Tina. So let's go ahead and start things off with a request and an apology. The apology is mine because, as I frequently do on the show, I make mistakes. And unfortunately, one of the mistakes I've made recently is to play two requests by Jeff, who's emailed in, and then I either give him somebody else the credit. I give somebody else the credit for suggesting it. So he sits through the whole song, looking forward to his 15 seconds of fame, only to have that moment stolen by some stranger. So as penance, I will be playing his request, followed by this apology. Sorry, Jeff. My mistake. We'll get this taken care of for you. He requested Love and Rockets, Ball of Confusion, a cover of that classic by The Temptations. Here it is from their 1986 album Express, Ball of Confusion by Love and Rockets.
People moving out, people moving in, wow. Brian Corbin from Colorado. On their latest album, The Meanest of Times, the Dropkick Murphys have as a special bonus track their cover of Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak. And I think that'd be a great tune for all your listeners to hear. Thanks. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hiding low, looking right and left. You see us coming, I think it's best to move away to hear what I say from underneath my breath. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak somewhere. It's gonna be a jailbreak, so don't you be around. Don't you be around. Tonight there's gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. See, me and the boys mean business, busting out dead or alive. Jail. Oil breaks loose, a lot of sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak, so don't you be around. Tonight is gonna be trouble. You know it's safer. Break out.
Band that has some Celtic influences, Dropkick Murphys, covering another band that was from Ireland, I believe, Thin Lizzy. Jailbreak, covered there by the Dropkick Murphys from their 2007 album, The Meanest of Times, going out to Corbin in Colorado. A great cover. And see, I remember that song from the 70s, living with, when I'd spend the summers with my grandmother and my uncle. In Denver, I'd listened to a lot of his albums, and he had Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy. I remember that album cover being comic book-styled artwork. I wonder if it was anyone famous who did the artwork for that. Anyway, cool album as I walk down memory lane here. Before that, Ball of Confusion going out to Jeff with my sincerest apologies for crediting his requests to other listeners. Sorry about that, Jeff. Hope you enjoyed that Love and Rockets cover, and feel free to request anytime. It goes for all of you. Request anytime. Hey, really quickly, I want to talk to you about something coming up here. The Coverville Countdown 2007. What I do every year is have you nominate tracks and then vote on those tracks to see what are the best covers of all time, not just from this year or any specific year, but of all time. Now, something I'm considering doing, and I want to get your feedback before I do this, is making this year's Coverville Countdown an independent artist only countdown. So you wouldn't be able to vote for things like Aretha Franklin's Respect or Soft Cell's Tainted Love, but you would be able to vote for things like Jonathan Colton, Copperbox, you know, things like that that have been big favorites on the show, and kind of get some more exposure for those independent artists. Let me know what you think of the idea. We don't have to do it, but if you guys want to do it, then I can do it. If not, we'll just leave it open to the whole thing. And just email me at coverville.com and let me know what you think. Now, let's get to another request. This one comes from Joe in Boston. He wanted to hear Yola Tango's version of Bob Dylan's I Threw It All Away. This comes from one of their early releases, a double album that I was able to find called President Yola Tango / New Wave Hot Dogs, which I think is two of their early albums, so I'm not sure exactly which one this pulls from. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. Here's I Threw It All Away by Yola Tango.
Held her in my arms. She said she would always stay, but I was cruel and I treated her like a fool. I threw it all away. One side's mountain palm of my hand, rivers that ran through every day. And I must have been mad, I never knew what I had. I threw it all away. Love is all there is, and it makes the world. Love and only love that can't be denied. No matter what you think about it, just won't be able to do that. Take a tip from one who's tried. One thing is for certain, you'll surely be hurt. You throw it all away. If you throw it all away.
Hi, Brian. Just wanted to call. This is Gary from Santa Rosa, and we're out here in beautiful Northern California and wine country, and really dig the podcast. Listen to it all the time, and you turn me on to so much great music that I subsequently track down and acquire. I have a request for a version of Sugaree by the Grateful Dead that is just heartbreakingly beautiful. It's by a group called Wake the Dead, and they perform Grateful Dead tunes and infuse them with and combine them with traditional Celtic music. Hope you'll have a chance to play it. Keep up the good work, and if you'll forgive a little cross poll. Thank you.
spite of all you gain, still have to stand out in the pouring rain. One last voice is calling you, and I guess it's time to go. Just one thing I'll ask of you, just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling Sugary. Shake it, shake it, Sugary. Just don't tell on me.
That is Wake the Dead from their self-titled album from 2000, covering the Grateful Dead's Sugary with Lord Inchiquin, which I believe must be the Celtic side of that. I'm not hugely familiar with... let me rephrase that. I know the Grateful Dead. I don't know if Lord Inchiquin is another song of theirs that they've folded in there, or if that's the Celtic song that they've folded in there, but... that goes out to Gary in Santa Rosa, whose message I cut off there. He had some comments about lyrics undercover that weren't appropriate for here, so I didn't play them. Also, Mike requested that, and Mike doesn't say where he's from, but I wanted to give him credit for the request on that as well. Before that, I threw it all away. Well, I didn't, but Yola Tango did, or more specifically, Bob Dylan did, and Yola Tango covered him. 1989's President Yola Tango / New Wave Hot Dogs album. Again, I threw it all away, and that's going out to Joe in Boston. Well, if you've been living under a rock, perhaps you haven't heard that there is a writer's strike going on. The Writers Guild of America is on strike, protesting residuals from downloaded internet video of the shows that they've written, as well as DVD releases, I believe. I'm hoping that this gets cleared up and resolved very soon. But in the meantime, Lance Anderson, who does the excellent Verge of the Fringe podcast, let me know that he's actually friends with some of the screenwriters, and one of the screenwriters' wives runs a storytelling group that he's part of, Story Salon, that he helps produce. Well, she also has been very supportive of the picket lines, has been bringing them cookies. Apparently, she makes a damn good chocolate chip cookie, but she's found another way to help out the people on strike in the picket line queue out there. She's recorded a cover of an old labor song called Rise Again, and Lance asked me to play this. Actually, he just turned me on to it. I decided to play this in the podcast because I think it's fantastic. So here's Rise Again, performed by Beverly Mickens and John O'Kennedy. It's a cover of a traditional labor song, and here it is.
I can feel the spirit building, soft as a whisper, but loud as a roar. I can feel something stirring like I never felt before. We've been quiet for too long, my friends, but the working folks of this country will rise again. We've been quiet for 20 years now. You had the work and you gave us pay, but with hard times round the corner, you think we've seen a better day. But we're not going back to where we began, 'cause the working folks of this country will rise again.
When the fiddler stops at closing closing time. Well, we're lonely, we're romantic, and the side is spiked with acid, and the Holy Spirit's crying, where's the beef? And the moon is spinning naked, and the summer night is fragrant with the mighty expectation of relief. So we struggle and we stagger down the snakes and up the ladders to the tower where the blessed hours chime. And I swear it happened just like this, a sigh, a cry, and a hungry kiss. The gates of love, they budged an inch, and I can't say much has happened since the closing time. I swear it happened just like this, a sigh, a cry, and a hungry kiss. The gates of love, they budged an inch, but you can't say much has happened since. But closing time, closing time. I love you for your beauty, but that doesn't make a fool of me. You were in it for your beauty too. And I loved you for your body. There's a voice that sounds like God to me, declaring that your body's really you. Well, I loved you when our love was blessed, and I love you now. There's nothing left but sorrow and a sense of overtime. And I miss you since the place got wrecked, and I just don't care what happens next. Looks like the end, but it feels like death. Something in between, I guess. It's closing time, closing time. So we're drinking and we're dancing, but there's nothing really happening. The place is dead as heaven on a Saturday night. My very close companion gets me hot and gets me laughing. She's 100, but she's wearing something tight. And I lift my glass to the awful truth that you can't reveal to the ears of youth, except to say it isn't worth a dime. And the whole damn place goes crazy twice. It's once for the devil and it's once for the price. But the boss don't like those dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding lights of closing time. The closing time.
Crazy, drinking, devil, dancing.
Closing.
Going out to George in Madison, Wisconsin, that is Fairport Convention with Closing Time, a cover of a Leonard Cohen classic that I really wish I would have gotten into the Leonard Cohen show. I'd forgotten about his request when I put together that Leonard Cohen show. Hey, hon, there's a weird buzz. Can you turn off your microphone, turn it back on?
Yep.
All right, it's a little bit better. All right, well, and oh, hold on, before I get to you, Tina. Hold on, just hold on, Tina. Before that, you heard Rise Again going out to the Screenwriters Guild, the Writers Guild of America. What is it? WGA, Writers Guild of America, right?
I believe
Writers
so.
Writers Guild Associate? No, Writers Guild of America. Going out to the picketing screenwriters, that is Rise Again, performed by Beverly Mickens and John O'Kennedy. Beverly Mickens is the wife of Joseph Doherty, who is an Emmy Award-winning screenwriter and a hell of a podcaster, so says Lance Anderson from Verge of the Fringe, who turned me onto that track. Thank you, Lance. Thank you, Joseph. And thank you, Beverly. Okay, well, Buzz is still there, but that's all right. We'll deal with it. Tina's here also. How you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Good.
Yeah, just still. I'm just looking to see what could be causing that buzz. Ever since this dang static issue with the USB mixer, I've been dealing with unpleasant microphone issues. But anyway, How are you?
I'm fine.
And I already asked you that.
You
didn't
did.
I? Yes. Anything you want to say before we get into the Coverville song ladder?
Well, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For those who celebrate it, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch my dad eat this year.
Well, you got to explain that
one. I know. Well, my dad fell off a ladder at work and hurt himself pretty bad. And so, he hurt his head, had a really bad concussion. And then about a week later, he ended up having to have surgery on his elbow, which he... somewhat crushed part of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's his major hand that he does everything with. So he's having a real hard time.
Yeah.
Plus he can't drive, which is the real, I think, hardest part for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, Tina's dad has been so active with us as far as helping us. We redid the basement. We couldn't have done it without him. I mean, he was basically... he did it and then told us what to do to help him.
Pretty much. I mean, he was just, hammer this.
Exactly. Every major thing in our house, he's come over to do for us and then tell us what to do to help. And sometimes he doesn't even let us help. So
I know.
For him to be incapacitated like this is a very difficult thing for him, I'm sure, obviously. But us.
And my mom.
And,
yeah.
And Tina's mom.
Who has to deal with it now.
Yeah, so... All right. Yeah. Well, we're wishing him well. He's doing great. He's recovering. He's going to be just fine. But it's going to be a difficult several weeks for him as he struggles to learn how to do things with his right hand.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into a Coverville song ladder. This is provided by Thomas Date, DJ from Better in the Dark. But, you know, he's going to say that anyway. So let's just get to it.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Thomas.
This is Thomas DJ with another song ladder that's Better in the Dark.
Hi.
All right, this is a short one, but it may very well be the toughest of the song ladders yet. Part of it is because the individual steps can be the song titles or the singers. It's television-based this time out, and if you figure out the connection, you'll earn an official Better in the Dark tip of the bowler for being a cover song expert extraordinary. Ready?
Ready.
Let's begin.
I like whiskey and lime.
And I like jets and jazz and pussycats.
Wow.
I have no idea.
I don't recognize that first one at all.
No.
Okay. I already know this next
one. Even
the
one. Artist?
Just from that little tiny miniature fragment of a second.
I believe it.
Can I tell you what it is? Just to
yeah.
Of, I'm
going to
say
impress
it's,
me. Yeah.
It's The Mayor of Simpleton by XTC.
Okay. That's what's her name? Chrissy Hynde.
Very good.
Yeah.
What was her band?
I forgot. I'm just impressed that I got
it. I'm
her
impressed
name.
With that too. The Pretenders.
Yes, that's right.
With,
yeah.
Don't Get Me Wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just writing stuff down here. Wow,
they
don't
were
know
a little
that
off.
One.
Yeah,
they were a little bit.
I have no idea.
My friend, we haven't started yet. One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay, got it all?
Mm.
You should
Who
recognize
that
the vocalist.
One? Well, it sounded familiar. I mean, it has a very Beatles.
Yeah, it's Suggs.
Suggs?
Suggs from Madness.
Okay.
The band might have been Madness, so I'm going to say Madness on that one. I didn't recognize the song, though. All right, so it's TV-related. We don't know the first one. XTC, Mayor of Simpleton. The Pretenders, Don't Get Me Wrong. Don't know the fourth one. The fifth one was Madness. We don't know the song on that one.
No. And these all come from a TV song.
There's a TV. There's a connection.
TV-wise.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, Partridge Family. No. Andy Partridge from XTC. Partridge Family, maybe. Chrissy Hind. Madness. Danger Man. They did the theme to Danger Man, which was a TV show. They covered it anyway.
Okay.
XTC. Hmm. All right.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, if Mr. and Mrs. Ibbett, you need more time to work this out, you can pause right here.
Wait a minute. That whole Mr. and Mrs. Ibbett. Is there something to that?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking at this. I'm not seeing a way like to connect it to Mr. and Mrs. Smith or anything like that. So, okay. He usually does throw a clue in, doesn't he?
Yeah. So if it's a TV show, though, Mr. and Mrs. Smith obviously wouldn't be it. But I mean, what do you have? You have, you know, the Bunkers.
Well, no, I'm thinking.
I mean, is that what we're thinking?
I think it's TV related, but it's not necessarily a TV show that relates all these.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
Wow.
And
I don't
we're
know.
Back. Did you get it?
No.
I'm not sure if you got the answer key, even with all the hints full of appeal. The answer? Each
the
of these songs
splits?
Is connected in some bizarre way to my favorite television show of all time, The Avengers. To wit, Patrick McNee and Honor Blackman provided vocals in character as John Cena and Kathy Gale for the novelty song Let's Keep It Friendly. XTC's video for The Mayor of Simpleton was a tribute to the stylish black and white opening for the show's first season with Diana Rigg. And the Pretenders video for Don't Get Me Wrong not only was a tribute to the series, but featured a cameo by Patrick McNee. The album that this television personality song comes from, Don't the Kids Just Love It, featured two of the band members dressed up as Steed and Peele, while former Madness vocalist Suggs' song, I Am, was featured in the abortive Avengers film before becoming popular in an Arid Extra Dry commercial. If you figured this one out, guys, then you can always use me as your umbrella. Please remember to check out the podcast I do with Derek Ferguson, Better in the Dark, at betterinthedark.podomatic.com. And until next time, go see that movie.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Stunk at that one.
I know. We really did.
That was a good... I love that connection, though. That was a good... if, you know, if we were better familiar with the Avengers, then...
Yeah, but we saw that movie.
Well, yeah.
But yeah,
that
I know.
That was the movie.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you who was in that movie. Who was the Diana Rigg? Was it Elizabeth Hurley? No.
No, I want to say...
God, I can't even remember.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll
like
get email.
Jennifer Garner type
we'll
person.
Get,
I don't know.
Yeah, right. We'll get email.
We will.
Speaking of email, coverville@gmail.com is where you want to send your emails to. If you have a call-in request, call it in, 206-222-COVER. Let me hear that awesome voice of yours, and I'll put it on the show along with your song. Or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com, where you'll find the archive of all the shows I've played, as well as if you click that search button at the very top of the page, you can see a list of all the songs I've ever played. You can, like, do a search, find out, you know, which Grateful Dead covers I've played, if that's something that you want to do. Thank you, Tina, for coming down for trivia.
You're welcome.
Thank you to you, the listener, for picking up yet another edition of Coverville. We're going to be back on Tuesday, oddly enough, with a Mr. and Mrs. Jones themed edition of Coverville. I'll leave it to your imagination to figure out what that's all about. And then Thursday, we have the Beatles Double Shot Thanksgiving Special, which is a twice as long Coverville, all with Beatles covers, your requested Beatles covers, as well as stuff that that I want to put on that show. So if there is something you want to hear that's a cover of the Beatles, let me know, and we'll see if we can fit it in. Since that's a double length show, we'll have a little bit of extra room and time, and it's just what you need to listen to while all that turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberry sauce and gravy digests.
Or on your drive to the place that's having the festivities.
Exactly, something for you to listen to on the way to grandma's house or wherever it is you're going. Until then, until Tuesday, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.